DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Rebels in Syria launched a surprise dawn raid on Sunday to retake a key district of the central city of Homs. They said the attack was a bid to take pressure off other rebel-held areas following the launch last week of a wide-scale army offensive in Homs, which has been dubbed the capital of the revolution against President Bashar Assad's forces. Regime troops seized the area of Baba Ammar from rebels just over a year ago after a bloody month-long siege that left the district in ruins and claimed hundreds of lives. The Syrian army later massed reinforcements around Baba Ammar, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Meanwhile, the UN refugee organization, the UNHCR, said that the number of refugees outside Syria could triple by the end of the year from the 1 million it is now to 3 million. Although Nigerian officials expressed skepticism, Italy and Britain confirmed on Sunday that seven hostages seized by a Nigerian militant group last month have been killed by their captors. The hostages were said to have come from Italy, Britain, Greece, and Lebanon. British Foreign Minister William Hague said that a British construction worker had been killed in what he called an act of cold-blooded murder. Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti said his government would do everything in its power to bring the hostage takers to justice. An Islamist extremist group called Ansaru claimed on Saturday to have taken the action in response to a rescue attempt by British and Nigerian forces. The Italian Foreign Ministry said that no military operation had taken place. Malta's opposition Labour Party has won a general election for the first time in over 15 years. Joseph Muscat, the head of the Labour Party, claimed a landslide victory on Sunday. Early results based on a sample of ballots from Saturday's vote showed Labour ahead with 55% to 43% for the incumbent Nationalist Party. The provisional results suggest Labour could clinch one of the most comfortable majorities in the 65-seat parliament since the Mediterranean island became independent in 1964. Prime Minister Lawrence Gonzi immediately conceded defeat and vowed to step down from the party leadership for his poor showing. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Thousands of protesters marched through Tokyo on Sunday, calling on the government to turn away from nuclear power, one day before the second anniversary of an earthquake and tsunami that triggered the world's worst atomic disaster in 25 years. The nuclear meltdown at Tokyo Electric Power's Fukushima Daiichi plant forced 160,000 people from their homes. Many of them will never return. It also sparked an unprecedented protest movement against nuclear power. A recent survey showed that about 70% of Japanese want to phase out nuclear power eventually. Afghan President Hamid Karzai suggested in a speech on Sunday that Washington benefited from Taliban attacks on his country. His remarks come a day after two bombs went off in Kabul, killing 17 people. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, General Joseph Dunford, expressed dismay at Karzai's remarks. The Karzai government's latest comments come during newly confirmed U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's first trip to Afghanistan. U.S. officials canceled a news conference with Hagel and Karzai because of a security threat. However, they still planned to meet privately. Residents of the Falkland Islands began voting on Sunday in a referendum on whether they want the island in the South Atlantic to remain a British overseas territory. The outcome of the poll, in which 1,500 people are eligible to vote, is expected to be an overwhelming yes vote. Argentina has rejected the referendum, and President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner said she will not recognize the result. Argentina has long claimed sovereignty over the archipelago it calls Las Islas Malvinas. Britain and Argentina went to war over the islands in 1982. The results of the referendum are expected after polls close late on Monday. Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi was selected Sunday to continue as head of Myanmar's main opposition party, keeping her leadership post even as the party undergoes a makeover to adjust to the country's new democratic framework. Suu Kyi was named chairwoman of the National League for Democracy. For no more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.